KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 4 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of light snow and a high of 16. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. The Atlantic and Griswold school districts are starting 2 hours late this morning, and that is due to the drifting over the rural roads, so they want to get those cleared. Also, there are no morning classes for Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool. No AM preschool today at the Atlantic Little Lambs, and Atlantic Head Start, in conjunction with the Atlantic School District, is running 2 hours late today. In other weather-related announcements, no morning classes at the morning fitness classes at the Nishna Valley YMCA. In Western Iowa news, one person died following an accident at around 6 p.m. Thursday in Council Bluffs. Authorities say a 21-year-old female was driving southbound on East Manawa Drive when she lost control of her vehicle as it was rounding a curve. The vehicle slid sideways and into oncoming traffic where it was hit by a northbound SUV. The woman, whose name was being withheld pending notification of family, was critically injured. Council Bluffs police provided first aid and used a defibrillator on the scene. The woman was then transported to a local hospital where efforts to revive her were unsuccessful. The driver of the SUV suffered minor injuries in the crash. Both vehicles were a total loss. Deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office late Wednesday night responded to a report of an assault in progress in Hamburg. Authorities said Thursday that upon their arrival Wednesday evening, the victim advised that 25-year-old Christian Heffling of Nebraska City, Nebraska, who had been staying at the residence, assaulted the men, threatened him with a knife, and then left the scene prior to law enforcement's arrival. Heffling was located walking in Hamburg and taken into custody without incident. He's been charged with assault while displaying a dangerous weapon and theft in the fifth degree. Heffling was being held in the Fremont County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. A man accused of killing his former girlfriend in a Sioux City hotel room and setting it aflame has pleaded not guilty. Woodbury County court records say 29-year-old Jordan Henry entered the pleas Wednesday to charges of first-degree murder and arson. His trial is scheduled to begin July 9th. Police say an autopsy showed 40-year-old Elizabeth Bockholt of Hinton was strangled. Firefighters found her unresponsive January 24th in a Wingate hotel room, and she was pronounced dead later at a hospital. A criminal complaint says Henry is a transient living in Sioux City. The complaint says he was identified on surveillance video and by witnesses who saw him leaving the area just after the room fire was discovered. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a traffic stop late Tuesday night in Avoca had resulted in the arrest of 23-year-old Anthony Michael McCoy. McCoy was arrested for driving while barred, habitual offender, and booked into the Pott County Jail. Also on Tuesday, a man wanted on a Pott County warrant for burglary in the first degree, bodily injury, and willful injury resulting in bodily injury was picked up from the Lancaster County, Nebraska jail. 23-year-old Skyler Weiss was transported to the Pott County jail and served with a warrant. His bond was set at $30,000. 19-year-old Brianna Dawn Frazier was picked up from the Douglas County, Nebraska jail on Tuesday. She was wanted on a warrant for burglary in a third degree by a vehicle, first offense. She was transported to the Pott County jail and booked in. On Monday morning, 36-year-old Sean Anderson was arrested on a warrant for domestic abuse assault, first offense, causing bodily injury, and assault causing bodily injury or mental illness with no intent. And 19-year-old Therese Deshaun Gardner, an inmate at the Pott County Jail, was served with a warrant Monday for probation violation. Gardner was returned to the custody of correction staff for processing. His bond was set at $5,000. The sheriff's reports did not indicate where those offenders were from. And a chain reaction collision in front of the Creston High School Thursday morning resulted in injuries to a juvenile female. Creston police say a 2009 Ford pickup driven by 75-year-old David Mullen of Apton was traveling westbound on West Townline Street at around 7:42 a.m. and was following too close to a 2017 Chrysler van driven by 31-year-old Sarah Lynn Steffens of Creston. The pickup hit the van at a high rate of speed. The impact caused the van to strike a 2009 Kia driven by 36-year-old Christopher Wiltermuth of Creston. The Kia then ran into a Chevy S10 pickup driven by 16-year-old Keegan Tremblay of Creston. And his pickup then ran into an SUV driven by 20-year-old Hannah Thompson of Prescott. Now, an airbag in Stevens' van deployed, but the juvenile vehicle in the vehicle, a juvenile passenger in a vehicle who was not wearing a seatbelt, hit her head on the front window. She also suffered from a cut to her lip. And Stevens, the driver of the van, complained of leg pain. No other injuries were reported. Police cited Mullen for following too close. Damage from the collisions amounted to $27,500 altogether. In the funeral announcements, Dorothy Christofferson, age 93, of Audubon, died February 7th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Dorothy Christofferson will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Francis Louise Scott, age 94, of Coon Rapids and formerly of Carroll, died February 6th at St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Francis Louise Scott will be today at 11 a.m. at the Don and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Carroll. Richard Wallace, age 88, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A massive Christian burial for Richard Wallace will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Harlan Carey, age 73, of Griswold, died Tuesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Harlan Carey will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Reacon Doon Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Doris Louise Jorgensen, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Doris Jorgensen will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Marjorie Carnes, age 85, of Marshalltown and formerly of Anita, died Wednesday in Marshalltown. Memorial services for Marjorie Carnes will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.